My name's Izzy Polius.
Max Lawson.
Nikia Harmon.
Jordan Mobley.
So, basically, first thing we're going to do is, since it's coming up with Halloween, you know, everybody's going to be out dressing in whatever costume they feel suits themselves or whatever. So we're going to be talking about what exactly Halloween is all about, sort of. Not just Halloween, but maybe trends that are, like, maybe dying or, you know, coming back or, you know, what high schoolers do on Halloween, since we don't really trick or treat.
Yeah, or maybe
anymore.
Like what age it's appropriate to stop trick or treating. Like, I know my friends and I are gonna go out once all the little kids have gotten the candy and just go see how much candy we can get, but
yes.
I don't think a lot of people do that.
So, yeah, what do you guys think?
Okay, I think nowadays, I feel like when teenagers dress up for Halloween, sometimes we get shade for it because, oh, you're dressing up like a bunny and you're 16 years old. Oh, are you trying to be a Playboy bunny? I'm like, I feel like you get shade for, like, dressing up over a certain age. Like, especially when you see, like, Party City commercials.
Oh,
you always
yeah.
see, like, the women in, like, the little mini skirts, like, with the little bunny ears
oh,
on
yeah.
the junk. And I'm like,
That's
not what all young women dress like for Halloween.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Like, I don't think everyone gets shade for dressing up on Halloween.
Yeah, my
like
friends and I are dressing up as Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I know we've gotten
quite
a bit of shade.
Which chipmunk are you?
Alvin.
I was Alvin for costume.
My friends tried
day.
To get me.
Yeah.
Dressing up as Where's Waldo, and I think that's a pretty good costume.
Wait,
but that's just me.
Dude,
just
I want to
be
the Lorax.
Like, you're gonna be Walt.
No, I am Where's Waldo.
You are, like, the entire, like,
yes.
as in the book Where's Waldo?
Yes, that is me. Anyway.
Alrighty then.
I want to be the Lorax for Halloween. I love that movie.
If I had a choice of any Halloween costume, I would do a costume of, like, the Barton Bellas in Pitch Perfect. Like, a whole group thing.
No.
I can't say.
I think that would be
that.
Cool if you had multiple people and we actually knew what that was because they have, like, college style in the movie, and it's, like, really hard to
yeah.
tell.
Oh, I'm talking about their performance costumes with, like, the little flight attendant type of thing, you know?
Okay. Basically, like, it was tough because in our neighborhood, nobody was trick-or-treating. And, like, we would sit outside, and we were just bouncing the basketball around because, like, nobody was coming to our door. And it was, like, this is kind of lame because people are kind of flocking to the neighborhoods that have, like, more houses.
Wait, did you guys used to do those trick-or-treating things at churches where they would just sit out, parents
yeah,
would sit out in their
still,
car?
They still do that at
yeah.
Huddleston, because I live, like, right by Huddleston.
Trunk-or-treat?
Yeah,
the
trunk-or-treat,
where everyone takes their golf carts and you, like, get in a
yep.
circle and have, like, candy on the back of your golf carts, and
yeah.
you get to go to other people's cars and steal weird candy out of their
yeah,
cars.
I never trick-or-treated in my neighborhood. I always went to, like,
mm-hmm.
church trunk-or-treats.
My family has a white van, so we never did those.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay, but when I would go, like, there's always that grandma that gives you, like, pretzels, and you're like, I don't
or
want
erasers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Erasers.
That was my, those were my
pencils.
Like,
or, like, little
kid,
spinners.
We're not about
like
to
that.
Give you diabetes. Here's an eraser.
Like, oh, yeah, like, thanks.
Exactly,
what am I gonna
those
do with
healthy parents who, like, here's some vegetables for Halloween.
Like, some packets of carrots
Where
or
have
something.
Have you been trick-or-treating?
Have you ever had, like, those, the knockoff brands? Okay, you think you're going to someone's house, and you think you're going to get, like, a premium Kit Kat bar, and a premium miniature bag of Skittles, but
yes,
instead you get this,
yes.
you get this knockoff Starburst or whatever.
The knockoff Oreos are actually really good though.
Yeah,
I
they are.
For
Publix,
yeah.
they are.
Yeah,
Publix
they're really good.
Oreos
okay, but like I went to Fresh Market one time and I was like, wow, all this healthy stuff, you know? And then I just saw Goldfish like down the aisle, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, because it's Fresh Market,
it's
not
organic.
Healthy Market.
Exactly.
The fish make it organic.
Let's move on from Halloween. So we're going to talk a little bit about things that make us mad or angry, and they're really all over the board, kind of.
Put your hand down.
I just want to go first. I want to go first.
Okay, so,
do you
yeah.
go
if you guys
Jordan
like
just
mine.
Gets pissed off really, really easily.
Yeah.
She's going to knock on her boots.
Okay. That's true. I'm not going to lie. Like, little things make me mad sometimes. But, like, since we live in Peachtree City and we all drive golf carts, it really pisses me off when people don't move to the side of the path
yeah,
or whatever
you
and you're driving
oh,
in the middle.
God,
it's so annoying. Like,
started on that.
Exactly.
I was driving behind someone the other day. there were like these two kids that I knew went to this school. I was driving behind them, and they were going so slow, and they would not move over.
Exactly.
And I even turned on my lights, because my lights are really bright, to make them annoyed.
Yeah, like,
so that they move over.
Wait.
They did not move
over. Yeah, like, I have a really slow golf cart, and whenever I'm driving up that hill behind McIntosh, I always just pull over to the side of the road, because I know people are going to get pissed at me if I don't, like, pull over.
Yeah, bro,
yep.
I have a clown horn that I just bought from Walmart, and it goes, and I needed a horn, so I bought it. And my dad was making fun of me.
Do you honk the horn behind people?
I haven't done it yet because I don't
want to. Yeah, like, I would be scared to honk the horn because, like, if someone was honking behind me, I'd be like,
yeah.
What the heck? They're so rude, you know?
Yeah.
I have one of those horns, and I don't think it works anymore. I haven't used it in a while, but it goes like, and it's really, really loud and obnoxious.
God,
no, my friend has this little squeaky dog toy for his horn, and it's just like, if you squeeze it, it goes like, or not like that. Like, I can't make the noise, but tell me why. The other day when I was parking in the parking lot, some girl hit me from behind while I was parking, and I was like, I was literally in my parking spot, and she said,
wait, like, so she, like, came up and clipped the back of your golf cart?
Yeah, I was turning into the parking spot, and she bumped me from behind, and I was like...
Sometimes, if people have, like, the big wheels on the golf cart, and then they, like, pull in, and it's so wide, and then, like, when they, like, almost hit your golf cart, and you're right... Okay, I was standing right there when this one person with big wheels pulled in, and they... So close to my golf cart, I was, like, twitching. Better not hit it.
Like,
anyway.
With some golf carts, I'm like, why can't you just have, like, the regular size golf cart wheels? Because I've seen, like, some golf carts, they don't even look like golf carts. They honestly just look like monster trucks, honestly.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
not possible
honestly.
To look cool in a golf cart. Like, you're not cool if you have big wheels. It's, like, it's just impractical because
yep.
then you piss people off.
What are you
going to
do, put
you
rims on it?
You can't pull into parking spots easily.
No.
Like, what are they accomplishing?
Pimp their golf carts. Like, they get these really nice golf carts, and
maybe
it's like,
we're going to
drive a car in about...
yeah.
yeah. Like, so why take the time to, like, pimp out your golf cart and put these
I
nice
know.
Rims on it and get a speaker,
like,
built
a tenth,
in?
Yeah.
A tenth of
light.
What a car costs. You can pimp out your golf cart really, really cheap.
Cheap? Like, you
but
mean $4,000 is cheap to you, Max?
Cheaper than $30,000 for a car.
Okay, fine.
It was my 16th birthday, and honestly, I was trying to dodge this. My dad was talking about, oh, you can get into that age where you can drive. I honestly thought he was going to surprise me with, like, a golf cart. But I'm glad that he didn't, because honestly, I feel like, this is just my opinion, I feel like I would rather wait for a car than buy a golf cart and then only get a chance to use it for... around like two more years. I only have like two more years left of high school. It's probably going to be given to my younger siblings, but I'm like, I want a car more.
Yeah.
So can I get your guys
that,
like?
That's kind of the thing about living here is that
like
you get a golf cart instead of a car, and it's just like.
Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'm gonna be driving my golf cart to college. I'm gonna
exactly.
I'm gonna start from Peachtree City a week later. I'm gonna
exactly.
pull up to college and be like, hey guys, what's up? In my tiny golf cart.
Yeah,
just
like bring a portable golf cart charger.
Honestly, if I
charge it on the go.
Campus police.
Yeah. My GPS almost made me do that when I was trying to pick up my friend. It was like, go on the highway. I'm like, I'm going to get pulled over.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that. I was like, I'm going to get a ticket.
You're going to try to outrun a cop?
When I'm at school and I'm walking down the hall, and somebody is walking like 2 miles an hour in front of me, and then they just have this wall of people, and you can't like scooch by them because it's just this wall of people walking 3 miles an hour, and I'm trying to get somewhere, and I'm like,
I understand that. People always walk so slow
people
when you're
have, like,
yeah, like, don't you
horns.
Have somewhere to go? Like,
no, it's funny when you start walking faster, then they start walking faster, so you slow down and then you try to move around
it's
them
just,
and they get
and then
way.
They look at and then they look at you like you did something wrong, and I'm like, I'm trying to get to a test today, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys seen like in airports where they have those golf carts for like elderly people who can't necessarily walk between the terminals? They'll have like
yes,
the golf carts
yes.
where you can like go from gate to gate. I kind of wish they had those in this school, because then, like, that'd be cool. You could get to class really, really fast.
I have a story. In elementary school, my fifth grade teacher used to drive a bike around the school to, like, pick kids up and take them.
Like, in the school?
Yeah.
Guys, I've always wanted one of
those. What kind of teacher did you
have?
I went to Crab Apple Elementary School.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, don't hate.
I went to Crab Apple Elementary until I moved away in second grade.
Yeah, I love Crab Apple. Everyone hates it and calls it Crabby Apple, but
it is Crabby Apple, to be honest.
Yeah,
the ceilings in that school are so low. When I went back there, like,
yeah,
a few days ago,
that is true.
The question is, what's more disgusting, that or Booth?
Booth, for sure.
The cockroaches are crawling out of corners.
Exactly.
Don't get me started. When they had that carbon monoxide leak.
Exactly.
I had a headache and I couldn't breathe. I was like, to be honest, when I walked around Booth, you know those little sky things?
Those are brown.
They're like literally dark
orange.
Brown.
Like,
orange.
Yes, they are. They're supposed to be clear, aren't they?
Yeah, they were
supposed to be.
No, I think they were like translucent at some point. I don't think they were clear.
Because
like transparent, like you can see through. Translucent's like they're blurry, but you can like see.
Yeah, you could definitely have like a little bit of like that fuzzy kind of thing going. Like that translucent-y kind of thing.
Yeah.
When they were clean, but now they're just like brown.
Exactly.
When I first got to Booth, I honestly thought it was like a light decor. I didn't know it was
a light decor.
I didn't know that the school board was just lazy.
I thought it was just like a light in it and it was supposed to be brown.
Yeah. No, but when I was at Booth, like when we had that, when we had to run the mile, right? And I would go outside. And I would be running, and then you like run past a kid, and the kid starts running because he saw you running, and they start running faster than you, and you're like, I just passed you because you were walking.
Exactly.
And they start running again, and you're like, okay. And then when they pass you, just as they pass you, they stop again, and you're like,
I felt like with middle school and sports, I felt like I was like an outsider. I came to Booth in the eighth grade, so I felt like an outsider with sports because I felt like. Some people thought, oh, you automatically play a sport if you wear like leggings and you have like a Nike sweatshirt on or something
like
that.
Like sports stereotypes.
Yes, like sports stereotypes. Like, okay, I felt like I had to have all this nice, I had to have like a Champion sweatshirt on right now, some Adidas joggers. But I feel like those are just sports stereotypes. I don't necessarily think it applied to Booth, but I just want to say it like overall. Like, some people say, oh, you must be wearing this McIntosh track and field shirt because you just support it and you come out to watch. But then I look at them like, I actually run track, and then I'm like, oh wow, how is that? And then I'm like, I'm sorry if I don't have $200 to spend on shoes.
Oh yeah, that's so lame.
I'm sorry about
like
that.
Exactly, when people like flex how much their outfit costs.
Oh my gosh,
that's so annoying.
Flexing the drip.
Exactly, like my shoes are $1,002,
yeah.
And I'm like, no,
guys,
I
check out my Yeezys.
Exactly, I'm wearing Supreme.
I'm not like putting that down because like
Supreme.
you do like your style. Like if I wanted to, like I'll get like an athleisure type of style.
Well, it's not like I don't care. Like it's their style. It's just like I don't need to know how much your outfit costs.
Yeah,
like it's
we
not
don't care
exactly.
How much your outfit costs. Like,
it doesn't make you cool to like have $20,000 outfit. It's like
yeah,
it just makes you broke, to be honest.
Exactly.
Like
I had all this money. Now I have this money and I don't have the fancy shoes, but you have all the drip, but you're broke.
Exactly.
True. Actually,
imagine
though.
Wearing
you got
Gucci,
the drip, but you broke.
Wait, imagine wearing like Gucci and having all this nice stuff, but you don't have any money. In your
over your wallet.
You
over your wallet. Over
your wallet. Izzy, what makes you angry?
Really, it's just, I mean, this is kind of cliche, but the only thing that makes me angry is that when people don't understand me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I start talking about something, and then people are just like, what do you mean? Or, like, I don't really get that. And I'm like, and I've explained it in every single way possible. Or, like, if I'm gonna get in trouble, and I'm trying to defend myself, and then, like, I say something, and they just don't get it. And I'm like, but it makes sense. I don't know. That might just be, like, a thing for me. So, I have a good one. When I go out and clean the garage, spend freaking 4 hours cleaning the garage, and I reorganize the shoe shelves, I do all the tool things in the garage, you know.
Can you come to my house?
No, okay, but I reorganized. I reorganized the shoe rack, and then like 2 days later, it just looks disgusting again because people take their shoes, they just throw them up against the back wall, and they just fall on there. And I'm like, I just cleaned this, and then like a week later, my mom and dad are like, the shoe rack is gross again, and then I'm like, well, my bad.
Or have you ever had that awkward conversation with an adult and so they start laughing, they make this inside joke, they start laughing, so you have to laugh too because they're looking directly in your face, so you just awkwardly laugh
is like aggressive, so there's like no like spectrum of mine. It's either like painfully aggressive or like obviously
okay
fake.
Remember when you had lockers in middle school? I don't know if anybody else
has
lockers.
I have a locker, but I don't really use it, to be honest.
Like, how can you use it if it's halfway across school?
I just figured out the combination of my friend's locker and used that.
Yeah, but anyway, like I used to jam the pencils in there when I was in middle school so that you could like open it without doing the combination, and the administrators would come and like check all the lockers, and they'd be like, oh, there's a pencil on this one, and they'd open it and like take it out, and then I wouldn't remember my combination when they would take out the pencil, and so I'd have to go and be like,
it's literally like three numbers, it's not that difficult.
You know what, it's actually six numbers if you count each individual digit, so learn math.
Half of them are zeros,
and
it's like.
And also, one of the things, okay, coming from a private school, so we had like long lockers, and then coming to a school where I had like shorter lockers, I hate it. Okay, I'm tall. I'm pretty tall for my age, I guess you could say.
How tall are you, Nakia? Give us your exact height.
I think I'm about like 5'4". I would always get the bottom locker, and it was such a struggle. And I'm like,
bottom locker.
I mean, there's a lot of things that make different people mad. And we're going to have to kind of let you guys go, which is really depressing. But, you know, we only have so much time during the school day. So, like,
You want more?
No. I want time to, like, record stuff with you guys, not, like, go and do tests and stuff. But, like, I actually have a polyatomic quiz to study for. So, yes, we know what I'm talking about. Okay. So, I mean, I guess we'll see you
catch
guys.
You on the flip side.
Yeah, catch you in, like,
catch you
5 weeks.
Please
probably,
never say that again.
Whenever we create another episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that was not necessary.
Oh,
at
I will
all.
Have
so,
to. Wait, we should do a Christmas special.
You guys realize we're still recording.
We will
right?
be coming back.
Yes,
with
a Christmas
special. Yeah.